You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we hope that you enjoyed that series on wild hogs, but we're going to start a serious one, even though that is serious, today. I don't think I'm going to get to any of the verses yet, but I want to lay out the scripture for this. I'm going to call it Satan's Attack on Families. And what I want to talk about is ultimately Satan's attack on mankind, human beings. He hates God's children, and he wants to kill them all. So one of the ways he does that, give you a little bit of history here, is you might have heard of a family called the Rockefellers, and, you know, the Bilderbergers, basically these Illuminati, Satan-worshipping evil people out there. And they worship Satan, so Satan's agenda is their agenda. And they took control of what became the pharmaceutical industry and taking advantage and bankrupting people that are sick and suffering and have a disease. Now, first of all, disease is, you know, something is out of whack. Something is not correct here. So basically, people that are sick are starving for the most part. They're starving nutritionally. And they're wanting to kill us all with their chemical-laden GMO, genetically modified organisms, you know, taking things like fish or salmon genes and putting them in, grafting them into tomatoes. So, you know, the Bible prohibits the hybridization, the mixing of diverse kinds and seeds. It's against God's law. If we violate any of God's laws, there's a penalty for it, and the penalty is sin. Or the penalty for sin is, one of them, the big one, is disease. And if we don't violate it, it keeps us in check. We've talked in the past about the land Sabbaths and how refusing to keep the land Sabbath and putting chemicals into the ground doesn't maintain the soil. And we deplete the soils of the vitamins and minerals that are needed for the human body to survive. So we get sick and we die. Well, along comes Big Pharma, and the little crew that they have, you can recognize them because they walk around with white robes, and they'll have a stethoscope around their neck, and I call them the high priests of modern medicine, because people worship these guys. In fact, when it's really bad, and they put a label on you called cancer, or something like that, and they tell you, say, well, this is really bad, and it doesn't look good. We think you have 3 months to live. And sure enough, over 90% of the people, they lay down and they die right on schedule because the high priest has pronounced the curse over them and they believe it. They worship them. You know, they have their sacraments. It's called the prescription pad. But the bottom line is, they cut, burn, and poison you. They either try and cut something on your body, they burn it with radiation and poison it with chemotherapy. And we're out of time.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.